Yeah, right. It's Chris here. How do you overcome the nerves? I mean, you probably don't have them now, but what do you suggest?
Oh, Chris, back in those days, I think I was drinking Mylanta. it was an antacid or something that said that'll settle you down. But I was going to be nervous because I dreamt about being a sports commentator for a long, long time since I was 6 or 7. Yeah. And I get my break when I'm 23. So it's understandable that I'm going to be nervous.
Rabs, it's Jake here, mate. Just a question about if you do make a major blue in the call or whatever, what's the best way to override that? You call the wrong player for the try or something like that?
Yeah, calling the wrong player for the try, you've got to correct that. But if you call the wrong player in a run of play, I wouldn't be worried about it. If you call Hoffman scoring the try and it wasn't Hoffman, it was somebody else, then you've got to correct it with an apology, that's all. It's a nice, simple thing to do and people will respect you for it.
Rabs, Nick here, just how do you prepare for the game, particularly the big games? Like, you're going to a State of Origin, how do you prepare for the game, either on the game day or in the days leading up to the game?
Well, every television station, I would imagine, every radio station would have a bloke that comes up with the statistics and he gives you all the information pre-match. Our bloke is David Middleton, and I study every skerrick of information he gives me. But that's what I do. I research that for a couple of hours. Then I put down the bullet points out of it, and I have that by my side. But my main job is to broadcast the match, put the excitement in when it needs excitement. When it doesn't need excitement, then we go down another level. So that's light and shade. Yeah. But okay. Research, I leave it all to David, to be honest with you.
And Ray, it's Kane here. Any really good tips on helping to distinguish players or identify you found has worked over the years?
You've got to go to training and have a look at the players at training. All I do is I sit there and I look at the players as they warm up, and there's normally about a 20-minute warm-up. And if there's a couple of players that look similar, like the Burgess twins or the Morris twins, now I'm looking for any taping they might have on their head. In fact, the Morris twins both wear white boots, and one wears Nike and one wears Adidas, I think. And the Burgess twins, you know, they're identical twins. One wears a pale blue boot and the other one wears a white boot. You can't call off numbers. Not until they put numbers on the front as well as the back.
Rabs, it's Jake here. I'll be doing the sideline comments. What are the top three focus points for me on the sideline to look out for?
I only need one, really, Jake.
Yep.
Bring something new to the coverage or the commentary. And that's not going to be that easy if you've got Gus and Peter up in the box, because they've covered just about everything and they've drained all the juice out of it. If you can beat them to the punch and say, well, stand by, here comes the impact player we've all been waiting for, Ted Ellery, he's about to come into the game. That's good. You just brought us something new.
Yeah, Ray, just one last question. Your articulation of the game has quite frankly mesmerised me for many years. What do you do to come up with some new sort of fresh sayings and stuff like that? You carry around a thesaurus or something?
I do the crossword every morning. I do a crossword every morning, and I find that to be invigorating, and it keeps me sprightly when it comes to education. But most of the stuff you're hearing from me is spontaneous. I mean, there's a lot of old stuff that I could use. I don't think I've used it that much. He's showing more toe than a Roman sandal was one of my best, and somebody stop him, he run out of the stadium.
It lives on.
Don't try and imitate somebody, you know. And use your own voices. Because people don't want a new Rabs.
There's always a final word from the coach when a footy team runs out. Is there a final word from the commentary team?
The first thing I need to know, are you going to be in radio or television? And radio, you've got to believe you're broadcasting to a blind person. That will help you immensely, while ever you believe that and understand that. Television, you have to cut back on the vocabulary. You have to cut way back because people can see it. But the major ingredient that I would give to anybody trying to learn play-by-play commentary is light and shade. And I touched on it earlier. If the crowd's excited, why aren't you excited? In my language, that's called light and shade.